Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining me tonight or catching the replay later. Thank you so much. I am so glad that you are here with me tonight. And again, hello to those on the replay. So tonight I'm talking about the spiritual power of choice. And I have a little something come to me, and so I wanted to start off by reading it to kind of set the tone for the topic. And so it goes like this. Every day, in every way, how you live, what you see, what you do, and who you are all choices you make from moment to moment. And that is so incredibly true. So how this came about, I just wanted to mention how this came to me. So have you ever had one of those moments where you're trying to be really positive and really high vibe and you're feeling really good and somebody comes along with some kind of sarcastic remark to put down, you know, your high and, you know, how good you're feeling and the good information that you're trying to share? And so it was really that moment of hearing the sarcasm, you know, that made me realize that this person was, you know, consciously making a choice to just be too cool for spirituality or too cool for, you know, believing that something bigger and better can happen. And that was totally a choice, and that it was a choice that they were making every day. So oftentimes I find that, you know, sarcasm is a cover-up. And I know there was this big thing going around Facebook not that long ago about how people who are sarcastic and can come back with comebacks really fast are, you know, very intelligent. You know, that may be true. They might be activating a part of their brain that just helps them, you know, come back with these comebacks. But in the long term and the big picture of life, I'm not sure that that's the part of their brain they want to be activating. Like me personally, I want to activate the part of me and the part of my brain that's going to trigger me to want to go after the next really great, big, positive thing in my life that's going to keep me motivated and keep me going and keep me positive. So I tend to not surround myself with sarcastic people because it's not that, you know, there's anything wrong with them. It's a choice. You know, they have just as much right to choose to be sarcastic as I have a right to choose not to be around that kind of energy, because I can see like the downward spiral and vortex that causes. And so talking about the spiritual power of choice, like they could completely choose, and you and I can completely choose to do something different, to have a different attitude, to be much more positive, and, you know, to choose to make different choices in our lives to get us to where we want to go. And so things that you can choose, the number one thing that you can choose is who you are. Now, I know, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, you can't choose who you are. You'll hear people say, you know, that they're in their situations and they are who they are because of their family, their history, their past experiences, you know, that they didn't have all these same opportunities, or, you know, it's a bazillion different things. And while they are excuses, and that's hard for some people to hear, you always have the choice to choose who you are. In every single moment, you can decide who you are and who you are going to be. So you can be that person who is sarcastic. You can be that person who is stuck in excuses. You can be the person that just lives on autopilot and you're, you know, fairly happy and you go through the motions of day-to-day life of, you know, going to work and living for the weekend. Like you can make that choice, or you can choose to figure out and ask and choose to work on developing your spiritual connection so that you can find ways to have an extraordinary life, to have an overly joyful and abundant life. Like that, it's a choice. It really is a choice. And although it's not always an easy one, you know, because yes, you can make the choice to decide who you are, and you can decide what that looks like. And you get to choose, you know, what you want your future to look like and, you know, who you want to be. You can also choose, you know, how you want to show up in the world. And those things are what set your goal. But then you have to actually choose to go after it. So many people, you know, they choose, you know, and tell themselves that they want to have a lot of money and they want to have a great relationship. And they make these choices, which are essentially goals, but then they don't actually choose to go after them. So they make the choice, they chose what they want, but then they don't choose to go after it. And so, you know, it's a simple breakdown. Choose what you want and then choose to go after it, and then choose how you're going to make that show up for you every single day in your life. And so, you know, you also get to choose what you believe. So if what you believe isn't really serving you and it's actually holding you back or making you feel bad or making you feel guilty or making you feel less than, you can choose to not believe that anymore. And it really is a choice. Like so many people think that they're horrible people, and so many religions nowadays teach that we're bad and we have to somehow make up for it. And, you know, I just simply chose not to believe that anymore. I don't. So I don't have to feel guilty for just existing. You know, it was a simple choice, and I chose to not believe that. I chose to believe that I am here for a purpose and for a reason, and that I am a spiritual being, and that I am a light being and a light worker, and I have a reason to be here. And you can make the exact same choice. You do not have to believe anything that anybody tells you. You don't have to believe anything that I'm telling you. That's a choice. But you can choose the way of happiness. You can choose the way of procrastination, or you can choose the way of settling for, you know, ordinary. So it's all a choice. Again, you get to choose how you show up in the world. So, you know, when you leave your front door and you go out into the world every day, you get to choose how you're going to show up. So you can choose to show up as happy. You can choose to be optimistic. You can choose to be helpful. Or you can choose to be negative. You can choose to be sarcastic. You can choose to believe that, you know, today is going to be just like every other day, which may not be enjoyable. But it's a choice. You get to choose how you're going to show up, and you get to choose ultimately, and here is the biggest choice, how you're going to perceive the world and what happens to you. That is also a choice, and it's a powerful choice. So you can choose to perceive the world as, you know, good and whole, and yes, there are negative things that happen in the world, but you can also choose to do something about it, or you can choose to believe that you can't. So again, it's a choice whether or not you're going to believe that or you're going to decide to do something about it. It's completely up to you, which is what makes it so incredibly powerful. So, but even when negative things do happen in your life, you still have the choice to decide how you're going to perceive it and how you're going to let those things affect you and affect your life and affect your choices and affect your decisions going forward. So some people experience things and they get really down, they get really upset, they get really depressed, and they can't move forward because it's a huge block for them. Other people choose to look at it differently and choose to ask, what's the lesson here? They choose to actively seek out the lesson, and then they also choose to not make the same choices that got them where they were. And sometimes that's not always easy to see. You know, sometimes things happen that are seemingly out of our control or not based on a choice that we made. But again, you can choose how you react and how you react in the future to similar things that happen. And so, again, like I said, you get to choose who you are and how you show up in the world. You get to choose what you want, and then you get to choose to go after it. But then the next biggest choice that you can make is to choose how you're going to break down that stuff into daily actions that you can take every single day. And so you just break it down into smaller choices, and then you have to choose. You know, you have to really dig deep inside of you to choose to do the daily action. So let's say maybe you want to lose weight. You know, maybe you're not happy with, you know, what you see in the mirror, or maybe you've just made the choice to get healthy, which is a powerful choice. So maybe you made that choice and you're not really sure how to act upon it. So, of course, people basically know you have to eat right and exercise. That's how you get healthy. But it's so hard for people to decide in the moment what they're going to do. And it's because they lose sight of that power that they felt when they initially made the choice. Whatever ignited them to choose to get healthy, they lose sight of it when they're faced with a slice of chocolate cake, which I can totally understand and relate to, don't get me wrong. But you ultimately have to go back to, why do I feel like, why am I hesitating, and why do I feel like I should not choose to eat that? You know, pick up on that slight hesitation and then follow that backwards. And it's because you know that you made the choice to get healthy, and that you know you made the choice to make better food decisions for yourself and for your life. And so that's why you feel the hesitation. That's why you may be playing the mind games with yourself of, you know, well, I'll make up for it later, or, you know, you're making excuses, all those kinds of things, right? So, so you want to go back to the choice. In the moment when you have to choose between cake or no cake, you want to go back to the choice you made when you made the choice to get healthy. And you want to find that power that was there and apply that same power in the moment so that you can choose to walk away and know that ultimately you're going to be happier because you're serving a higher choice and you're, you know, making a better decision. And ultimately, you don't have to beat yourself up for it later. You can walk away and feel good and be done, right? So, but making that choice can be really hard. Same thing with, you know, maybe you've had a long day and you get home from work and, you know you should work out, you know, you should make time to work out, but you really just want to sit down and watch TV, right? You just want to, you know, veg out. Again, going with the whole, you made the choice to get healthy, right? So you can choose to plop down in the front of the TV and do nothing, or you can choose to do something, even if it's just for 5 minutes. That is a huge, huge start, and that's such a powerful choice. So, you know, you can choose to, instead of turning on the TV, go to YouTube and look up, you know, 5-minute exercises for beginners. Or 10-minute exercise for beginners. You know, start small. Start with 5 and work your way up. Do 5 minutes a day for, you know, a week, and then work it up to 10 minutes a day for a week and just keep progressing. But the choice, that just that moment to say, hey, I'm going to choose to do this 5 minutes for me. Again, you go back to the power that you had when you made that choice to improve your life and to get healthy. And you choose to apply that in a moment. It is a choice. And although it may seem very hard at first, what happens is the more that you choose to do things that get you to that ultimate goal, to that ultimate feel good, to the ultimate thing that you want, you know, you're going to get the momentum and you're going to get the inspiration to keep going. And so what happens is you actually turn that into a habit. And then once it's a habit, it becomes an automatic choice. You don't have to think about it anymore. You don't have to, you know, debate with yourself about it anymore. It's an automatic choice that you don't eat cake. It's an automatic choice that you exercise every day. It's an automatic choice that you meditate every day. It's an automatic choice that you journal every day. It's an automatic choice that before you go to bed every night, you find three things to be grateful for, no matter how exhausted you are. You know, those kinds of things, they're small choices that can become habits and automatic choices, so where you don't have to think about it anymore, and it becomes so much easier to do the things that are going to get you where you want to go. So ultimately, what that comes down to is, you know, choosing to do something different, choosing to do something different from what you've always done to get a different result. You know, if you want your life to change, you have to choose to do something different. It's that simple. And I think so many times people look outside of themselves for answers that are so, you know, can be found within. And yes, it takes practice, but everybody has intuition. Everybody has it. And so the more you choose, again, it's a choice, to work on developing that through, you know, spiritual practices, using spiritual tools, you can start to have power, more power in your choices, and it becomes easier to make the choices, and it becomes easier to build up your willpower, which is a spiritual power, and is a huge spiritual tool that goes along with the power of choice. You know, your willpower is what causes you to, you know, get up in the morning. It's what, you know, hopefully drives your daily life when you're really excited or hopeful about something, or you want to make something happen. It's what is the force behind any kind of determination or motivation. It's your willpower. And in many spiritual beliefs, spiritual, you know, practices, willpower is a huge base that has to be developed and has to be worked with. And you have to build up your willpower so that when you are going to do something, it's not an option because your will says you're going to get it done. And that's the power in choice, and that's the power in having the willpower, right? So it's learning to harness that willpower and apply it into those daily small choices that maybe seem, you know, not so great at the moment, you know, that can make the difference. So, and sometimes it's starting as simple as bargaining with yourself with things that you know you do like. So let's just say you have, you know, a TV show that you like to watch. So what you can do is make a deal with yourself. If you work out for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes a day, in that day, then you can watch the show. And if you don't let yourself watch the show. You know, you don't do it until you make sure that you have moved your body in some way, shape, or form for the set amount of time. You could also even watch the show while you're working out. If you have a computer or like a laptop or a tablet maybe, you can, you know, find an exercise, something with some kind of exercise program. Have the YouTube exercise thing going while you're watching your TV show. Then you're not just sitting on the couch. You're actually doing something while you're watching a TV show. That's a great option. Or, you know, once you get used to, you know, maybe doing some squats and lunges and, you know, doing some weights, that kind of stuff, you know, once you get used to doing that stuff and kind of get a rhythm for what you want to do and all that, then you can just do that while you're watching TV. You don't even need the program to tell you what to do, right? So, you know, that's one example. That's actually how I quit smoking. So I made the choice that I wanted to get healthy. Then I made the choice that I wanted to, you know, quit smoking. And so then I made the choice to strengthen and reinforce the positive behavior of not smoking. So one of the biggest times that I, you know, the biggest habits with smoking that I had to break was being in the car. So, you know, being in the car and driving was just an automatic you know, I lit up. That's just how it worked, right? So I'm in the car, I have to have a cigarette. But I also loved to listen to spiritual podcasts and uplifting podcasts and different radio programs that really lit me up. And so I would just, you know, barter with myself and be like, look, you cannot listen to this favorite podcast and this uplifting, you know, thing in the car while you're smoking. It's just, it's not going to happen. So if you want to smoke, you have to either turn the radio off or, you know, turn the podcast off, because you cannot do it. And so eventually, you know, I would rather listen to these things that I enjoy over smoking. And, you know, it just helped me build up my willpower to eventually just be able to say, you know what, I don't even need this anymore in my life, because I have so many good things that I do enjoy filling me up that I just don't need this anymore. And so it's just building up that willpower. And, you know, and then you run into, like with quitting smoking, you know, you're out and you're around people are smoking. So maybe it's not even a habit anymore of, you know, just being in the car. But you still have to make the choice to say no. And you have to make the choice to honor the original choice of quitting and getting healthy and doing good things for your life, right? And so from practicing with yourself alone in the car by making those choices and building up your willpower, you're going to have stronger willpower to be able to say no. And now it doesn't faze me. My willpower is strong enough that I can be around people smoking. It doesn't faze me at all. And I'm not going to lie, I think it smells good, but it doesn't make me want one, because my will and my choice to never pick up a cigarette again is so strong because I built up that willpower. And I started small, but I built it up. And so when you can build up your willpower in that way, you can apply it to so many things in your life, you know, such as getting healthy and making good food choices and, you know, exercising every day. It's those small things of building up your willpower. You know, I meditate every day and journal, and, you know, I do these things out of choice. It's a choice that I make every day because I've built up my willpower. And it just makes choice choice, what I call a spiritual power and a spiritual tool, because it does make the difference. It does get you to where you want to go, and it's a choice. And so not to beat yourself up, like if you choose to be lazy, if you choose to not do something that you know you need to do because you'd rather lay on the couch and watch TV, you have to accept the fact that that is a conscious decision and choice that you have made. And so I wouldn't recommend beating yourself up, because that really never gets you anywhere. That's just going to drive you further and further into making poor decisions because you're already beating yourself up anyway. So I don't ever recommend beating yourself up. However, you have to also be very honest and gentle with yourself in realizing that your life's not going to change until you choose to make different choices. So maybe getting up off the couch and going and doing that thing isn't exactly what you want to do in the moment, but you know on a higher level, on a spiritual level, on an intuitive level even, that that's what you need to be doing. So, and you can apply that to so many things, you know, but yes, to me, willpower and choice are spiritual powers and spiritual tools that you can develop and you can work on, that you can build up. And they are so powerful when you can just learn to harness them and really use them. You know, that's how you transform your life. Your life doesn't just change overnight. I think so many people get really confused because they sit around and they wait and they think, well, I pray every day that my life's going to get better. But then they don't choose to do anything about it. They're choosing to pray, but that's all they're choosing to do. And so many people, you know, look back several years later and they're like, my life hasn't changed and nothing that I wanted to accomplish got done and I'm not where I want to be. And it's because they didn't choose the daily choices. They didn't take the daily actions. I didn't have the willpower to say, I'm going to do something different and I'm going to make a change and I'm going to transform my life, because the transformation is in the everyday. It happens in the choices that you make every day, and it's the small things that build and compound that really make the difference. And so figuring out, you know, what works best for you, whether it's, you know, tracking and monitoring through keeping a calendar, and maybe journaling on the consequences. You know, if you know that you chose to, you know, not do whatever it is you needed to do because you wanted to lay on the couch and be lazy, journal about it. Why did you feel like you needed that? Did you just need some self-care and some self-love? Did you need some time away? Did you need some downtime? And what's causing that? So what in your life do you maybe need to change so that you can, you know, have more time to not feel that way, where you'll have the energy and can practice building up your willpower and all those kinds of things. So I hope you see how very, very important a choice is. And it seems so simple, but every moment you have a choice. In every single moment, you have a choice. And if you feel like you need help, you know, ask for help. Your guides and angels and source and spirit are always right there, willing to help. All you have to do is simply ask, help me to make the good choice here. Help me to make a better choice. And then dig down deep inside of you and ask yourself, how do you really want to feel? How do you really want to feel? Do you want to feel like a loser? Do you want to feel like your life is never going to change? Do you want to feel like you didn't get anything accomplished? Or do you want to feel joy? Do you want to feel like you're working towards your goals? Do you want to feel like you're worth it? You know, do you want to feel like you matter? And if so, then follow through. Let that momentum and that power inside of you help you make the choices, the powerful choices that are really going to make the difference in your life. And so, you know, I say, don't give up, get out of your own way, and be willing to admit that, you know, maybe it's been really hard for you to make the choices. Maybe you've been procrastinating, you know, and make the choice now to not do that anymore. Make the choice to take action. Make the choice to stop procrastinating. And make the choice to decide that, you know. So often people block themselves, especially with their intuition and their knowing. They feel like they don't know what they're supposed to do. Again, I say it's a choice. If you choose to be intuitive, if that's what you want, you want to be connected spiritually, you want to know, you know, what's going on, choose it. And then take action, meditate, you know, search out resources, get a coach that can help you. You know, there are things that you can do. And if you feel like you don't know, you tell yourself that you know and you choose to know. And, you know, just tell yourself that and then take action. What can you do to figure it out? You know, angel coaches, that's what we are here. We're coaches. So if you need a coach to help you figure it out, go find a coach. You know, there are people and resources out there. And if you just simply ask for a sign from the universe, from source, from your angels, from your guides, from your higher self, you'll be given a sign. You'll be guided. You'll be directed on how you can transform your life and what decisions and choices you can make to make that happen. So I hope that you've enjoyed this. You can find more about me at WhitneyLadd.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Facebook.com/WhitneyLadd. Don't forget to check out the Angel Coaches page. We've got the website, angelcoaches.org. It's also on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches. If you go to my Facebook page, you can join my Facebook group. And you can also get a free chakra meditation if you go to whitneyladd.com/free-stuff. And you'll find a free chakra meditation there. And you'll also get updates on a free workshop mastermind that I have coming up on June 4th. So I hope that you enjoy and have a wonderful night. Bye, guys.